The Golden Pyramid was the gift of Nimrud, known as the Necromancer, a cunning old sorcerer whom Jaspin employed as a partner in skullduggery. Many a night did Jaspin draw upon the secret of his strange object and the knowledge of its inventor. But of late, Jaspin received less and less assurance from his accomplice and felt seeds of deep distrust beginning to sprout. Placing his hands on two sides of the pyramid, Jaspin closed his eyes.
Ex obscurum ad veo lux lucis.
Slowly, the pyramid, pale in the dancing light, began to glow with a ghostly luminescence. The glow became brighter, casting Jaspin's features into high relief, throwing shadows of his hunkered form upon the wall. As the unearthly illumination reached its apex, the sides of the pyramid began to grow indistinct and hazy. The pyramid, now lit with an almost piercing light from within, became translucent. Jaspin could see his own hands dimly through the sides. In a moment, the strange device had become completely transparent, almost invisible, and Jaspin looked long into its crystal depths. A pale green mist shrouded the interior from view, but as Jaspin watched, the mist began to thin into stringy, straggling wisps. Now the form of a man could be distinguished, walking as if from a great distance toward Jaspin. But even as the man walked, he drew closer with alarming speed, so that instantly, Jaspin was face to face, as it were, with his old sorcerer. It was not a face to be admired. Twisted, cruel, two piercing eyes burned out from under a heavy, menacing brow. Despite the wizard's obvious age, wild dark hair shot through with streaks of white formed a formidable mane around the man's large head. The face was creased with interwoven wrinkles, each crevice representing an evil its owner had contemplated.
Ah, Prince Jaspin. I was expecting your summons. I trust everything is as I said it would be.
Yes, your information is always good, Nimrud. The knight Ronson appeared just as you predicted, and was intercepted before his work could be completed. Unfortunately, we may never know what the errand was. He was killed in the ambush.
Ah, a pity. He could have told us much, no doubt. But we have other ways.
And another of your seeds is about to bear fruit, wizard. The outlaw Hawk has surfaced again, as you suggested he would. This time, we are ready for him. By noon tomorrow, that irksome band of renegades will be without a leader.
Do not make the mistake of underestimating him once again. He has outfoxed you before, you well know.
Do not think I will let him slip away again. My headsman's blade is thirsty, and an outlaw's blood is just the refreshment I shall recommend. His head shall adorn a pike in the village square. Those bandits will see how lightly I consider their threats. I shall have no opposition when the Council of Regents meets and I shall be named king. The petitions are already signed. All is ready.
What about the Queen? Will she agree to step down so easily? Is her power already so diminished?
The Queen will agree to see things as I see them. She is strong, but she is a woman. Besides, if offered the choice between the King's head or the King's crown, I rather believe she would choose his head.
She may lose both, however. The king.
Well, that is your concern, not mine. Leave me out of it. You get the king and I his crown. That was our agreement. I do not want any difficulties. I cannot afford to arouse the suspicions of the people. I need their support for the while.
I am always your servant, Prince Jaspin. Is there anything more you require?
No, I think not. All is ready now. Is my brother comfortable?
Oh, yes. Escobar is, after all, the king.
Jaspin felt an unaccountable anger spring up inside his breast.
But not for long. Soon there will be another monarch on the throne. That I promise.
The sorcerer appeared to bow low, and suddenly the pyramid went dim, its sides becoming once more opaque and cold. Jaspin replaced its ornamented cover, and taking up a candle, left the room at once. Jaspin did not know why, but the mere mention of his brother's name upset him. That night, it troubled his sleep with dreams of doubt and fear.